if Kyle was not the Niners coach, about 28 teams would hire him in 5 seconds. Honestly, like, unless you have a coach you love who's great, perfect, they dump their guy for Kyle in 5 seconds. So stop that insanity, okay?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Mike Tirico, NBC. He was on with Willard. He was on with the Morning Roast.
Oh, he's great. One of my favorites. But I'll say this to that. I don't like that conventional wisdom. When you get out of a relationship, if you need to leave somebody and she's beautiful, and I've had it happen to me, you don't say, I'm not going to leave because 30 other guys are going to be lined up. You do it for your peace of mind and your sanity. You move on. So, Tirico, it's not about how many people will be lined up for Kyle. We get that. It's about your mental health and you starting over. So I don't like that. Oh, 28 other people will be lined. No, you need to get out of the relationship for your reasons.
You know what you need to do? Stop the insanity. We got a great coach out here in the Bay.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I was never in that line of, come on, the dude, come on.
Well, you...
After
what you were in front of that line years back.
Trey Lance got hurt. I just like the play call.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Cowboys, 49ers. What more needs to be said?
Man. But
let me ask 49er fans this. You guys are 3-4. Hasn't been a great start to the season. I mean, do you feel like your enthusiasm for this year has been dampened? I mean, they still have been in this spot a couple times, and they've rebounded.
Yeah, 3-4, 3-5.
So why are we not, if it's the case, given the benefit of the doubt to this 49er team, that we've seen in the past be in this spot and be able to rally? Don't we owe it to them?
Yeah.
Get to 4-4.
Which you are.
Get? Huh?
They are. They'll be 4-4. Go ahead.
Do this all the time.
And I'm right.
You're very seldom right. We'll take everything you say literally. Okay, I'll bet you that the 49ers don't win by 20. That's what you said. First segment.
I'm being so real
said
right now.
The Niners will win by 20.
Done. Niners win by 21. Goo wins. 20 a push. Put that. I'm not playing.
No,
this
you
is
are.
Real. We are dumb. We don't know. I'm telling you, we run archaic offense. 90. That is a bet, my friend. 20 points.
Really?
Yeah, let's do it.
Tell you what, I'll give you 2-1
odds.
And I'm
going to be at the game. Mia's coming with me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Where are your seats?
300 level.
Okay.
Might need some binoculars, but
okay. So not quite courtside. That's all right.
I'm man of the people. I'm not into all that.
I'll tell you what. What a better time to start the show.
Who we got?
With some optimism.
Jay from Boston.
Antonio in Oakland.
Yeah, he's from Boston.
Antonio. How you feeling? Are you excited or are you down on this team right now?
I'm excited, man, because we're facing the Dallas Cowboys, man. Like, our most hated rival. Back in the day, we're going to win. We have their number. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just do it. We match up well with them. It's on prime time. We know we're going to get this win, go 4-4 into the bye week, make a move, get some guys healthy after the bye week, and on and popping, man, we're going to go on our run. We don't fear the Cowboys at all. It's not the 90s Cowboys.
Wow.
You see an Emmitt Smith. You see that freaking offensive line they used to have with Larry Allen and Eric Williams and Aiden.
Bay Area.
I don't see it.
Wow.
Nope. You see Deion Sanders out there? Nope. Nothing. The 49ers are going to win by 3 touchdowns on prime time. Damn see it.
Thanks,
yeah,
Antonio.
Antonio always positive. That's 21s, Donnie. So that's a winner chicken dinner for your boy.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you 20. I'll give you
all right, let's
put it at 19.5.
All right, wow.
Yeah.
Stop
what do for you.
Do you
19.5.
They're bad. The Saints scored 8 straight times. The last time they looked like a football team, the Saints, they did it against this Cowboy
that
defense.
Was week 1.
It don't week 2.
Okay.
Hey, it doesn't. They're bad, Stoney.
Guru.
The Niners are mad.
Guru.
They're upset.
You are not allowing for the fact that the Cowboys are coming off a bye and that maybe they fix some things. And they've had an extra week to prepare for the 49ers.
But they're also missing their best players.
Micah Parsons not playing? I think he's going to make
it a go. Game time decisions, Donnie. He's not playing. DeMarcus Lawrence is not there. And even when those guys played, they got carved up by the Ravens. They got carved up by the
Saints. The Ravens are the best team in football next to Kansas City.
All right, 19, that's it.
No, 19.5.
All right, done.
19.5.
I cannot wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm juiced.
I'm
going to watch it.
This is so easy. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're a 49er fan, what do you got to see Sunday?
What's yours?
What could you possibly see that makes you think, okay, I'm not saying we're going back to the Super Bowl, but we've righted the ship. Now we have the bye. We'll get ready for Tampa Bay. And guess who's coming back? Yeah. Christian McCaffrey. Mm. What I would like to see is Brock Purdy get right again.
There you go, Steiner.
20 for 28, 240 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. But then I also need something else to happen.
Oh, give it to us.
We got to have Jordan Mason get into the end zone.
Go ahead. I told Norm you did some numbers, but you make it sound like it's a Jordan Mason problem.
It is.
No, it's a lack of creativity problem.
No. Listen to these numbers.
Because you could have Earl Campbell back there.
Well, he would have gotten in a few times,
but not against Kansas City, Stoney. Nah, like they knew it was coming.
He would have. Listen to this. Jordan Mason,
JP,
is the NFL's only running back with 7 or more carries from inside the 5,
okay,
who's failed to score at least 3 touchdowns.
I know you think I'm being a smart. Go ahead.
Mason has actually lost 1 yard in his 7 carries inside the 5.
Why?
That's a problem.
It is, but why are you putting it at his doorstep?
Because he's got a
sounds to me that
because
the O-line is also letting him down and getting pushed around.
It tells me that Jordan Mason needs to run up the middle, and everybody knows it. So you got to do something else there.
So that's on coaching? And I'm not exonerating.
It's on Jordan Mason to expand his game a little.
And Kyle to expand the play? The run gaps, all that, Stoney, that's on the O-line.
Was it on the O-line or is it on Shanahan?
That's like you saying, I'm everywhere because I'm feeling good. That's like you saying it was Marshawn Lynch's fault for not getting the ball against the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
No, I'm giving
you control that.
Mason has carried the ball inside the red zone and lower red zone more than any other running back. With fewer touchdowns any other running back.
Do you allow
for the fact that
if they're getting too predictable, like and teams know it, it doesn't matter who JP the running back is.
Able to get 2 yards by any means necessary, Malcolm.
Yeah, look at my man in black. So are you saying Mason is kind of ineffective in the red zone?
Is ineffective in the red zone. In fact, I would argue he's the least effective running back in the entire league in the red zone. Now, I'm not here to blame Jordan Mason. I'm here to say we got a problem. If we can't run the ball into the end zone when we're inside the 5.
But just meet me halfway and say
you can't run behind Trent Williams. Why can't you run behind the greatest offensive tackle of all time?
And you're not the only one whispering he ain't had the best year.
Exactly. So we got problems all around. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is interesting if it's correct. The 650, Jordan Mason currently leads the NFL in forced missed tackles.
53.
Not inside the 5.
Oh, wow.
10, 15, or 20.
Oh,
I'll tell you that. All right, 888-957-9570. What do you want to see out of your Niners this week, guys? It's getting a little bit late now. We're almost halfway through the season. Let's go to Michael in Lemoore. What's going on, Michael? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Just working away.
Us too.
I'm gonna have to side with Guru here. I don't feel like there's any hunger in this team at all this year. And I had talked to your screener. I don't want to rain on everybody's parade, given that we're going to be playing the Cowboys this weekend. But it almost feels like we're in a rebuild this year.
Wow.
We have 41 free agents next year, guys.
Who, the 49ers do?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And the players, Mike Silver had even reported about this, that there's just the vibes are off this year. And that's what it feels like. I don't think there's any hunger left in this team, especially the guys that got paid handsomely. And when you pay guys, they just feel too comfortable, and the hunger just disappears. You know what I mean? Like, they get too comfortable and thinking that this is their job for life.
It can.
When, they shouldn't get comfortable. They shouldn't, especially Kyle Shanahan. I disagree with Mike Tirico. I feel, were we not told by Jed York that when we hired Kyle Shanahan that we're going to start hanging Super Bowl banners and not just NFC game banners?
Yeah, it was either him or Joe Lake.
Look at Mike with the wow.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
I think Mike's, Steiny, also, who we got coming up today? Because you mentioned the three great guests we have.
We've got
Barry Church.
Jesse Holly.
Yeah.
At 11. Barry Church at 11:45. Safety. And George Teague, 12:15. You'll like this, Goo, from the 415. Is this the same Steiny who didn't think red zone offense was any different than the rest of the field? Shut up!
Yeah! I don't remember you saying that.
I said something like that. Damn it.
Anyway. But the caller proved our point, though. The people that agree with me, and it's a lot, Steiny, that Mason with the broken tackles. He leads the league.
Yeah, midfield. So
but that right there should tell you it's not just all him.
I'm not saying it's
all
him.
Your numbers are the numbers.
The numbers are the numbers. I'm not saying it's all him.
It's a collective.
They can't score inside the red zone with the run.
Wow.
They got to fix it.
And with the pass, too.
Yeah. I mean, I guess beggars can't be choosers. If you got to get it in there through the air, then get it in there through the air.
And I'll tell you this, too, Steiny. Another reason why I'm so optimistic about our bet, the Niners winning by 20, 19 and a half. Dallas comes in with their last in rushing offense. Like, they don't even have a rushing attack. Now, can it get better after the bye? Yes. But, Steiny, I don't think this team offensively is going to scare the Niners. And what better way to get to 4-4 Sunday night? Everybody's watching. But that caller, I think he's on an island. I'm not saying there are others. But, Steiny, when have we ever came in here and questioned their effort? This team, the rat on the table for the 2024 Niners, and they're not making any excuses. And I'll give it to them, though. Injuries have played a big part.
Yeah,
effort, it's just, come on. Not effort for me.
I'll use another word, urgency. I don't think they've played with urgency this year. Mm. I just don't. You don't lose those two leads to those two teams unless you're not all locked in for the entire game. I do think the 49ers haven't played with as much urgency as they need to. And as for the vibes, here's the way I feel about the vibes.
Yeah. Vibes.
Let me just. How were the vibes in Baltimore after week two? They probably weren't very good.
I got you.
And now they're 5-2.
All right, got you.
So the vibe can change over the course of the season.
Don't read the text from the 510 because I was just going to tell you your haircuts looked fabulous, but just don't read the first one up there.
Hey, Steiny, you paid $69 too much for that haircut.
If your haircut's beautiful,
I love it.
Somebody would try to troll you like that.
I love it.
Because you look sharp and young. Oh,
listen,
boy.
Here's how you know you have a stylist and not a hair cutter. I can go back and get it touched up.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So it may have been a little bit expensive, but you know what? I can go back and see Lucia in 2 weeks, and she'll trim me up nice.
Yeah, she did you
and
right.
And I'll be looking great again.
That's pretty good.
There's one other thing. Oh, another big game this weekend. Miramani at Las Lomas.
Oh!
Miramani at Las Lomas.
We got to get to a high school game.
Yeah,
maybe
we don't.
Logan.
We don't have to.
Well, you're O'Dowd. You're Dragon. I'm a Colt.
Yeah, but
Evan, I forget. And Spadoni is Monterey. I forget his team, too. The nickname. High school.
Don't tell me. Palma. He went to Palma High School.
Come on.
Right? Spadone? Palma? He went to Palma? Palma.
We don't know if that's right or not.
He just gave the thumbs up.
Well, it's right.
I know
here.
Everything.